What's good, guys? Coach VC here. Today we're going to talk about the most important situation for match play. I know we've done in the past the most important shot in tennis. This is the most important situation in tennis. So we're going to build off of that middle forehand that we've discussed. So let's look at how we're going to practice this. Like we know, the most important shot in tennis is the middle high forehand. Anything that lands near the middle, you got to be able to dispose of and play aggressive. Now we're going to look at the most important situation, and that is returning the second serve and how to work on that so that you can gain a tactical advantage, a situational advantage. Again, if you want to win any close match, you're going to need to dominate this category. And really, you can't over practice this. So the way we're going to do it is we're going to stand kind of in an aggressive position. And what we want to work on is making sure we can take this ball that's hit over here and we can move around. And again, we want to be able to, again, tag our little friend there, Mr. Green Machine, pretty solid. So we're moving around so we can work on getting on top of that ball. And you can see I want to move, and I'm going to get that ball when it's up high so we can create some pressure. Like what we've done in the past, we want to work on different variations of return. So if you've seen the middle forehand, the four middle forehands, we want to be able to play this. We want to be able to play this kind of spinny and safer. So you're going to be more vertical right as you make contact. You also want to be able to play the flatter one. So that kind of flat laser. And then you want to have something in between those two. So where you get maximum power and spin. And again, same thing as what we've worked on in the past. Those are your three main types of forehand returns you want to work on. So those are when you're dealing with a second serve. Sometimes it's going to be directly in front. You want to be able to shuffle up and get on top of that ball. So those are really three keys you want to make sure you're aware of when you're competing. Is you don't want to let that serve drop too low. You want to make sure your contact point stays eye to shoulder level. That's very important for playing your return. So don't let that ball, what you don't want is be taking the letting it drop low and now you're having to lift the return. Definitely don't want to be doing that. Okay, so again, we want to work from here, bounce the ball off to the side, get the top of the ball. We got our target there. So we learn to be safe, aggressive, safe with our targets, but aggressive with the swing. That's really one of the more important things that for competitive players, you want to make sure that that's what you're doing. You don't want to be safe with your target and safe with your swing. That's usually going to get you punished, especially on the second serve return. I'm going to show some second serve returns from different players so you can take a look at that. Distinctly, I mean, I can remember Fernando Gonzalez taking huge cuts. Obviously, Federer. Now we got Auger. Now we have Aliassime, Felix. So he's kind of taking the torch from Federer as far as dominating the middle of the court with the forehand. Those are things we want to spend time dominating. I always also want to show you how to do these things. So let's try to do a plus maybe five with the spinny safe one. So I'm going to move off to the side. And I hit that spinny safe. That's one. Move off to the side. And I actually missed that wide. And that's a big no-no. So I would lose all my points, especially if I was going to plus five with that. So let's try that again. So I want to move around. I want to play a nice spinny version so that on pressure points, I know I'm going to make that. There's no questions of whether this is going to go in or out or not. So I've already got three there. You can see that quick swing. That'll grab and work very nice. A couple more. Moving off to the side. Nice half volley by the green machine. I want more. This is the pressure ball. If I do miss this, there, let's go. I'm going to have 10 one-legged pistol squats. Here we go. You can see I hit the, that's pretty good from the green machine. Hopefully I got that on film. But you want to be aware of that. And that's the first one. So that I would always start with the safe one. So you know you're going to make. Okay. So now let's work on the flat one. This is the riskier one of the three. So there I hit a really flat one. I got the first one. That might have been going out. I think I got saved by the machine. Keep it at one. Two, and you can see the benefit of the flatter one is as far as the swing mechanics, my strings are going right through there versus the spinny one. I'm going very vertical just to grab it. So very different drawings through the ball. Remember, we got the ball and we want to draw either vertical or a little more level. So I'm at two here. There's three. That's four. We got the final one here. It's really important when you're hitting this flatter one. Very important to keep your balance, head still. You don't want to jerk around. Now I want to have like some sort of hybrid. Now I want less pace, more spin. And so I want to be thinking speed and spin. I want both. And there, I got a good one there. That's one. That's two. That's three. That's kind of safer. That's four. One more. And that's five. So I was 3 for 3 on the pressure balls there, but my target was pretty good. Overall, I missed, I think, two of those. And that's when you're returning. That's how you want to focus. That's how you want to focus your mental intention. Remember where you're aiming and how aggressive you swing is an important part of executing your returns and whatnot. So overall, that's what we want to focus on, dominating the second serve return situation. If you're dealing with a massive server, then you might shift out to a further position. But that's a little bit different. For the most part, that's really not until you start to see the upper echelons of the game. As far as, players that have such huge serves that you have to respect it so much that you need to scoot back. But the men's professional game, that is for sure a factor, and that is one of the reasons why Nadal is able to still keep winning even at a older age. His returns are very precise, even though he scoots fairly far back. Also, Medvedev at the top of the game does the same thing. Djokovic will vary his stance. Second serves, he will come up and take some early, but he will scoot back if the server's the serving big enough. All right, hopefully that helps in the return situation. 3, C, done.